USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Looks like we're getting an extra month to prepare for our 2020 taxes. Individuals for the 2020 tax year will be automatically extended from April 15th to May 17th, 2021. The IRS will be providing formal guidance in the coming days. A Staten Island nursing home administrator said in a recent report that he and executives at other facilities were petrified by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's infamous March 2020 order that COVID-positive patients be placed in long-term care facilities rather than hospitals. However, Michael Kaus says his concerns were shot down by state officials. President Biden's climate czar John Kerry was videotaped maskless on a plane despite requirements that passengers wear face coverings, sparking an investigation from American Airlines. Kerry was seen reading a book on a flight from Boston to Washington on March 17th, ignoring the mask mandate put on you and me. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NASCAR is in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. Driver Joey Logano on MRN talks about the track.
Driving down a gravel road. That's kind of what it feels like, yeah. Not that you should be trying to go fast on a gravel road, but it feels a lot like that. That you're sliding around. There's no grip at all. And there's more now than there used to be because we have a bunch of downforce and we don't have as much horsepower, and it used to be, you know, when we had all the big power and the small spoiler, it'd be hard to get wide open down that front straightaway. And you're going 170 miles an hour or so on old tires and lighting them up all the way down the straightaway if you choose to. Like, awesome. just cool, you know? Now the race has changed some. There's still a ton of tire wear. But the way you run the racetrack has changed a lot. To be successful there, you have to look for different things. Just a fun racetrack, out of control.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As President Biden goes about the country selling the partisan $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package to Americans, most are happy for the financial relief. The financial implications put on you and your family could last one, maybe two generations. With more on the Democrats' massive spending bill, Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Ohio's Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block the tax mandate in the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of funds for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying that the mandate forces states to either accept the stimulus funds or keep their sovereign authority to reduce taxes.
The Treasury Department started sending out money this week. Golfing champ Tiger Woods has returned to Jupiter, Florida. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Tiger Woods is out of the hospital, the golf legend announcing on Twitter that he's back at home in Florida and will continue his recovery there. Woods had been in the hospitals ever since his rollover car accident last month near Los Angeles. The crash left him with multiple leg injuries, but Tiger says he'll work on getting stronger every day and thanked everyone at the hospital for their help.
Tiger's car struck the center island, rolled over several times, then plunged off the road and down an embankment. Local authorities where the crash happened in SoCal say no charges will be filed in the accident. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.